The right to vote is the foundation of any democracy. This is Lisa Berry, and this is In the Public Interest, a biweekly conversation with the League of Women Voters of the Ann Arbor area to keep the community connected to the election process and to be a better informed voter. Our guest today is Sue Smith, a member of the League of Women Voters of the Ann Arbor area and a board member of the League of Women Voters of Michigan. Welcome.
Thank you, Lisa.
Why is the League of Women Voters involved with the issue of voting rights?
You know, we have been working on this issue for many, many years, and actually the League is almost 100 years old now. It came out of the women's suffrage movement when, of course, we were trying to get the right for women to vote. We've always been concerned about the barriers that exist that keep people from voting. This is something that people have fought wars over, to have the right to vote. And so we want to make sure that every eligible citizen is able to vote.
It's frustrating to see how low voter turnout typically is in an election. Do you have any thoughts as to why that is?
Yes, I've seen some studies about why it is that people don't vote. And I think there are three basic reasons. People feel like they don't know enough about the candidates or the issues, and so, or even the voting process, and so they just don't go. Another reason is it's very inconvenient, and at least in Michigan, if you can't make it to the polls during the hours that the polls are open because you're working or you have a sick child or you don't have transportation, well, then you're just out of luck. So barriers to voting are an issue. There are some people who feel that it's not worthwhile, that it won't make a difference. Gerrymandering, which is an issue that is something we're all concerned about in Michigan, contributes to that because of the way the district maps are drawn. But these are the main reasons, and the League tries to address these issues. We have a voter education program. A lot of people are probably familiar with the voter guide. We have vote41.org, which is our website voter guide. We have candidate forums to try to help educate voters on candidates' views. And now we're trying to find ways to reduce, if not eliminate, the barriers to voting, the things that make it difficult for people to participate in the voting process.
What are some of those barriers that you're referring to?
Well, one of the barriers is that in Michigan, there's only one day that you can vote, whereas in about 36 other states in our country, you can vote either absentee without giving a reason, or there's actual early voting. So it's much more convenient in other places in our country for people to be able to get to the polls. You know, if you have a sick child or you have childcare responsibilities that keep you from getting to the polls, or you don't have transportation on that particular day, or your workload goes longer than you expected, then you can't make it, even though you're a registered voter. And this is something that's not right. We want to make sure that every eligible citizen is able to vote.
What does early voting entail?
Well, there are many states. Texas, I think of as an example, where my son lives. He can vote, I believe it's up to 30 days before the actual election. They have kiosks around the communities where you can go and vote. And he happens to have a very unpredictable work schedule. And so that works great for him because that means he can vote when it's convenient for him and he doesn't have to worry about not being able to get away to get to the polls on one specific day. You know, I want to talk a little bit about absentee voting, if we could. If you're over 60 years old, you can get an absentee ballot, or if you're going to be out of the community, or if you cannot get to the polls because you have a physical disability or you're working on the polls, those are pretty much the only reasons that are acceptable for your getting an absentee ballot. So one of the things that we're working for is to make it possible for people to get absentee ballot without having to have one of those reasons be the case. Sometimes people will say that they're going to be out of the community even when they're not, just to get an absentee ballot, but that's a misdemeanor and we don't want people to have to lie to get an absentee ballot.
How difficult will it be to change that?
Well, we tried to do that through the legislature for many years as a League, and we weren't successful. And so now we're trying to get a ballot proposal passed this fall that would put it in the Constitution.
I know you're the League of Women Voters is involved in an overall ballot issue. Is that the only part of it?
No, there are a number of parts to it. It's called the Promote the Vote ballot proposal, and we're collecting signatures right now to get it on the ballot in November. In addition to having no reason absentee, which would allow people to vote absentee without any reason up to 40 days before the election. Another important provision is being able to register to vote anytime up to and through Election Day. Right now in Michigan, you have to register to vote at least 30 days before the election. And so if people get caught short and not registering to vote, then they aren't going to be able to.
How many signatures do you need to get that on the ballot, and are you close to that happening, do you think?
Well, we need about 316,000 to get it on the ballot for a constitutional amendment, and it's important to remember that this is for a constitutional amendment, not to change legislation. Now, I know that some voters have had bad experience with voting for a ballot proposal that wasn't to change the Constitution. It was to change legislation, and then the legislature changed the law afterwards. And the emergency manager is a good example, or straight party ticketing is another example. It's an important issue for us. So we're trying to collect these 316,000 signatures by the end of June. We're off to a good start. And we're working with other organizations as well. It's not just the League. We also are working with the NAACP, the ACLU of Michigan, Michigan League for Public Policy, and a number of other organizations who have come together to form a coalition to try to bring about these needed changes in Michigan election.
And believe it or not, we are getting close to an election coming up in early May.
That's right. May 8th is the election on ballot proposals, and you can get information on that, both pro and con, by going to www.vote411.org. And you will find information that's been collected by the League, objective information on the ballot proposals that will provide you with the information you need to be able to make a decision when you go to the polls.
All right, Sue Smith, thank you for your time and information. Sue, a member of the League of Women Voters of the Ann Arbor area and board member of the League of Women Voters of Michigan. You've been listening to In the Public Interest. I'm Lisa Berry on 89.1 WEMU-FM and HD1 Ypsilanti.